and Martin here on the jam.
Well,
you know, we are about all about being Kenyan.
Yes. Uh-huh.
We're all about channeling. And there's no other people on this earth that channel more than people who do stand up.
Mm.
They tell stories about other people so well.
Anzana, stand up nini.
That's what I want to ask.
Wana simam, have I done that? A stand up?
All these questions, we have someone who's going to answer.
You see.
You know, a soldier.
We have an expert.
We have an expert. So
every time we sing the national anthem, we're told
stand
to be upstanding.
Upstanding.
Stand up.
Yeah.
As you are upstanding.
Yes. And your
elders, are you an upstanding member of society?
When your elders walking to, you know,
you don't greet them sitting down.
You stand up. And we are wondering why aren't we all
and
stand
as
up?
Catholics, we are told stand up.
But the Catholic Church is full of
it is an
entire workout.
Yeah.
Lunges and squats and everything. It's brilliant. But right now, we have a guest in studio. And he's going to be Kenyan by himself. All by himself on Saturday. So the question is, who are you?
What are you? Who the hell do you think you are?
You are so ready. Oh my God, you are so ready. Oh dear.
No, my name is Tiger Shira.
Uh-huh.
I'm a stand-up comedian.
First of all, Ebu say it slowly because the first time I heard you say your name, I thought it was Tiger Shira.
As long as you don't have to write it down, just say what I say.
Okay.
Yeah. When you talk to white people and they see your name, you don't want them to pronounce your name, so you have to write it for them in a way they can phonetically understand.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know that.
Tiger Shira.
Yeah, it's Tiger Shira. and Gachira.
Well done.
Yeah. So my name is Tiger Shira. I'm a stand-up comedian.
Stand-up comedian.
Yes, yes.
What is a stand-up comedian? What's it? You see, there are guys here in this studio who do improv.
Yes.
And the others who just talk and make people laugh.
Yeah. They are not the same thing.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to understand.
Yeah.
What's a stand-up
break
comedian?
Break it down.
A stand-up comedian, I think it's the most basic form of comedy. Like, I think a lot of branches of comedy are from that. It's the simplest and hardest version of comedy. It's just one person holding a microphone and he has promised to make you laugh.
Uh-huh.
So then the pressure is on them.
Uh-huh.
So they better make you laugh. It's different from like sketch comedy, which you see a lot on the internet, which is like almost like a short play.
Yeah.
And it's different from like improv, which June would know really well about.
Yeah.
So improv is very on the spot.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And then improv guys have no idea what they're about to do when they go up on stage.
Yeah,
but stand-up comedians, at least we know it's just us. It's a very lonely path.
Mm-hmm.
You'll walk up and say, "Hi guys, I took your money so I can make you laugh. So you guys are, you better make me."
And their face in the front, the face of the people in the front row. Yeah, it's like.
So there's one guy who has been forced to come for the event because, you know, they are a partner.
Yeah.
And they are not happy.
Exactly.
So you're up there against.
And there's a lot of pressure.
And you know, every Kenyan man thinks he's funny, generally speaking.
Yeah.
If there are those who are like, "Oh, apo mimi ningesema kama ingekuwa mimi." It was up to me, apo ningesema.
Babe, see, I've been telling you
this. Yeah, jokes I've been telling. Yeah.
Why is it funny? Because
so if you're a stand-up comedian, girls are more forgiving. Men.
Yeah.
Acha tusikie kwanza, tusikie anasema nini.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. But once they ride with you, they will never stop.
And
the guys are high-fiving every 2 seconds.
And for a stand-up comedian, are looks important?
Yes, very important. Mm. The better you look, the worse of a stand-up comedian you will be.
I've noticed.
Yeah.
There's a correlation.
You don't become funny if you always looked good as a child.
Yes.
Yeah, if you look good and you're funny, you're either a late bloomer or you're a serial killer.
Is that one of your
I'm just telling you, you're like
factual.
Yeah.
If you're a good-looking stand-up comedian, you're either a late bloomer
or a serial killer.
Yeah,
you sleep in jeans.
And
take tea bread instead of bread tea.
You had a mask before
for
2020.
Exactly.
So the challenges you go face as a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with how you started.
I always tell guys I started because of BYSS.
What?
Yeah.
We are planters. Yes, we are stand-up planters.
I always wanted to go to BYSS, but I could never afford a ticket at that moment. I was just an intern somewhere working, and so the only way I could take this girl to come and see BYSS was if I masqueraded as a stand-up comedian so I could get tickets to get into.
Now we must ask him, is that a lie? Or that's what we told the girl. Yeah, now when I'm saying, is she still with you?
In spirit, yeah.
Oi.
Yeah, we wish her well wherever she is.
No, oh, okay. Hi, where?
Akomaju. Majoku.
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 Si le ya hera.
Si ya. Si machini.
Machini.
Ako ile majuki wakanya wendi uko machini.
I was going to say if she stayed through with you, like, you know, that's such a good
no,
story.
No, it wasn't. I didn't do well on stage that time. No, it wasn't. Oh. You had to do well the first time you on stage as a stand.
Was that your first time ever on stage?
Yes, yes. The time you guys were at Arboretum.
I remember that day.
Yeah, that was good.
The Sunday show.
Yes.
Oh my.
So I was just like a crusade. These guys are like, ah, kina nani nimekuja kuona kina June sisi. No, ni nani.
Oh yeah, so you guys were like what?
Yeah, where's this
yeah we had musicians, yeah. Tetu performed.
Yeah, Mayonde.
Mayonde, yeah. Tai was there as yeah. well.
So you were
yeah, I just went there. No, you know the beauty of that call for stand-up comedians they yeah. done. Many people didn't see.
Yeah. yeah.
So the few who saw.
Well, people saw and laughed. Yeah, and so their joke ends there.
Yeah, so that's how it started.
You know, when we come back, I'll give you a story. that jobo you guys do, I don't know. When you say it basically, I wanted to slap you, first of all. It's not, it's hard. It is hard. Because I was booed out of a bar. But I'll tell you guys, I tried my hand on it and it doesn't. Yeah.
It didn't, it's very difficult.
It's
so
difficult.
When we come back, we'll be speaking with Tiger Shearer some more about his upcoming show, but also what your process is.
Because yeah.
there might be a young, you know, intern somewhere working.
Or an old one.
A late bloomer.
A late bloomer.
Sleeps in jeans.
Interns are on strike. The doctors are on strike. So doctors, well, career change.
Well, the media interns are not being paid anyway, so they're still working. So if you have any questions for Tiger Shearer.
Tiger
Shearer. Please let us know at the
Shearer.
Jam 984. The hashtag is being Kenyan, by the way. Hashtag is being Kenyan and hashtag, what do you call it? Drive out. Sindio, that is
our official one.
Yeah, thank you so much. Capital FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Tiger Shearer. Discussing being Kenyan and being stand-up comedy, basically. And I just wanted to know your process when you're writing jokes.
The process is very... It's not grand like other artists. I don't go to a mountain somewhere and I channel... Yeah, it's very... We had a conversation today and I thought, you know what we should have said? Then we sit down. Oh, things happen in life and like... A bad thing happens to you in life and then you're like, or you're in traffic and then you see the acrobats and think, oh my God, this is someone's boyfriend, right?
Do you have a writing team?
When I'm doing TV,
yeah.
it's good to have a writing team so that you can have different perspectives other than your own.
Yeah.
But mostly the stand-up, it's mostly me who does the writing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So do you have a team that you sort of test stuff with?
Yes, yes,
or
yes.
Or you do? You have
yeah,
like
of course. Uber drivers. Yeah. random. Hey. Like, I don't like this girl very much, but there's some jokes I need to test out. So, hey, go free.
And they're willing.
No, they don't know. No, but they're mostly open mics. They're open mics all across Nairobi.
Yeah.
Where that they're for that purpose and that purpose only.
Yeah.
Where it's free for you to walk in. And if you think you're funny, you can sign up.
Uh-huh.
So that helps a lot for... We are creating an open mic culture in Nairobi for stand-up so that people can just come and test out their material. And by the time they want to do it professionally, they have a big archive of material now.
Where are these open mics?
Martin wants to go.
Okay, first of all, there's one at a place called Chemichemi.
Kingara.
Kingara.
Ah, June. Yeah. Hello.
I've seen it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So every Wednesday and Friday?
Every Wednesday and Friday.
Yeah, there's an open mic there. Yeah. And so Saturday there's a paid show.
What time?
So tell the people who are not in this space, what is an open mic?
Open mic
yeah.
is comedians coming to test out material they've been writing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like I've been writing this, guys come and hear it. It's free because you're coming to watch me practice.
Okay.
You see? So
it's like karaoke for singers.
It's karaoke for comedians.
Okay.
So now it gets to a place where, you know, there are many people who think they're funny, right? And there are very many ha-ha people funny in conversation, right? So sometimes you tell them, okay, you can take the next step and see if you're ha-ha funny on stage, right?
Yeah.
And you don't have to be ha-ha funny the first time. There are many other comics who will be there telling you, okay, I think what you should do, maybe pause a bit before you say this, like the techniques of comedy. We won't tell you to do your different joke. It will be like, that same thing you've said, if you said it like this, then the idea you have it, because everyone has a funny idea somewhat.
Yeah, yeah.
So a big part of comedy is now the technique more than the substance itself.
So Chemichemi on a Friday is from 7.
And Wednesday.
Yeah, and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And Saturday.
Saturdays, like now that you pay, now it's a paid show now, yeah. Like 4 comedians doing like 20 minutes each.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, but the other ones could be even 20 comedians doing 4 minutes each.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Have you ever bombed proper?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So for our viewers, bombing is when you don't do well on stage.
The ones who are watching us here, Okadeko.
Yeah, I'm always performing all the time, But bombing is when you don't do well on stage, yeah. Right? Mm. And the thing is, yes, I have bombed. I have bombed big and I've bombed small.
Yeah.
And that's the process of being a stand-up comedian. Mm. You know the problem with stand-up comedy is that people can say, I like this Saudi Soul song, but I don't like the other Saudi Soul song.
Mm.
But no one will say, I like this joke, but not that joke. It's you, not funny. Yeah. It's you. So as a stand-up comedian, after all, you learn to detach yourself from the jokes.
Oh.
So it's like, this joke is what wasn't funny. It's not me who's not funny. Yeah. Or even when the things go really well, it's not me who's amazingly funny because I wrote a really funny joke.
So how did you come back from the first time you bombed? Because that is...
Yeah.
It's
scary, man. It's scary because I bombed in front of 2,000 people.
2,000?
Yeah, I'm going race course.
Should have started small, my guy.
Yeah, like, I know. Like, life was just cuddling me. So I got, you know what? You're ready for the big time. I was clapped off stage.
Wow. Wonderful.
I was clapped off stage. Did you just say what?
That's a nice way to do it.
And then, you know, like, you know,
other people have done, you didn't get that.
You know, you can't hide because your face is on those two big, huge screens.
Yeah, so did you clap along with them?
I said, you guys, please stop clapping. I get out all the time, man. So, yeah, they clapped me off stage and I knew every time I'd walk around Nairobi, I knew statistically, someone from that gig was looking at me.
one person.
Yeah, if there are 2,000 people in that place, yeah, like whenever I walk around, like, before I went to ask for my payment back, I took a while. Because I was like, if I had to ask them, who knew the jama?
Can I confirm they are not in Rock?
how did you get back safe on?
I went back on.
On stage, home. How did you, after that?
Oh, yeah. What was the thing that... Yeah.
I was like,
courage.
I was like, listen, I can't die like that and never... Like, that can be how I remember my last performance.
Yeah.
Like, I have to go out strong. You know, it's one of those things, like, no.
How soon after?
I had been booked for the next day.
Wow.
So I had to MC a gig the next day.
Okay.
So when I went to MC that gig, I did the same joke. People were laughing. I was like, come she does see Mimi.
Yeah, I too.
How she done your
mob mentality.
So those ones were having something?
Yeah. No, actually, there was a larger context to the issue.
Yeah.
It was for a big bank that was doing merge. They were merging at that time, okay. Right? And so they brought everyone from Kilifi, from Lamu, from where. And then I was between that. And there was an open bar after I finished.
Okay, so guys were in a hurry to go and have drinks.
Yeah, and so the only thing between them and the bar is the comedian who has been hired to make them laugh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
The big one.
You terrible.
But I like that word, the comedian that has been hired. And we'll talk a little bit about the money side of things when we come back.
Capital FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got
the one and only Tyga Shira in the building. He's got a great show coming up this Saturday. So tell us about what you're putting on stage on Sato.
No, I just care about that Davido guy and how he was like his defense in court. You know, Nigerians look the same.
From their feet.
Yeah, Wakshaski, I go take you, I go. Oh, see the same guy. So like, yeah, you could Tombiaro Isambu. I was saying, we but look at this guy.
Give Martin a
okay,
or just ignore him.
Yeah.
I live in Safford Park.
Yeah,
we know those guys.
I've been now. Come on now, small issues.
Yeah,
So anyway, the show is called Being Kenyan. It's a celebration of the things that make us Kenyan, both the good and the bad. Observations that, you know, as a comedian does not tell you things you don't know.
Yeah.
They just remind you things that you already know but you've not thought about in a while. You see? So it's not a math teacher. It's like, do you know how? Be like, yeah. So a big part of the show is just celebrating that part of it.
Yeah.
It's also creating a culture for stand-up comedians in our country where we need to bring back a culture of where guys can do an hour on stage. Yeah. We need to... because now I think the internet is very good for us, but it has created a culture of more sketch comedy than stand-up comedy, and I think there are a lot of stand-up comedians there who need to put in the hours so they can come and do the things like that.
Mm-hmm. Is this a factor of our attention span? I was going to say, you know, as kids, because we behave like them now.
Yes, no, of course, it's like you. experiencing it on the internet,
yeah,
of course you'll have very many distractions because you want to go to the next funny thing, the next touching thing. But that's why you want to create a culture of people going out to experience comedy.
Sit down.
Sitting down and laughing and together. Because there's serotonin that when you just laugh together, people, there's a bonding effect. Yeah. Any joke is better experienced live. Compared to when you watch it by yourself in the house, it's a ha ha. When you watch it with many people together, it's yes.
Or you're in the house and then you start trying to call people at 2 a.m. saying, whoa, let me send you this link.
Yes.
You did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I think there's something communal about
laughter. Yeah.
Regardless of what people are going through. I think one of the things we've experienced with BYSS is how like people were having such a crap day and then they showed up for the show and then they'll DM and say, where? Me, I was contemplating.
Yeah. Is those people Chikolawi?
not contemplating
serious things. Suicidal thoughts and stuff.
Chiko. So I wonder what's been the most poignant piece of feedback you've gotten from one of your audience members.
I think someone texted and was like, you know, I have very bad days, generally speaking, especially like they had a thing with work, with family, but they were like, you know, I still have to come here every Wednesday night and just sit at a corner and laugh and let me just forget life for a few seconds. And then it makes me feel so now when I'm in a good place, he just came and was like, at first he'd send an anonymous donation to the comedy club. We're like, okay, who's this? Then later he came and said, it was me. It's because you guys do a really good job.
Wow.
And we were so happy about like, kuchekesha tu ndio mefanya ututumie pesa.
It's not a joke.
It was a very... And the other one was, I was doing the Bloemfontein Comedy Festival.
Mm-hmm. This is in South Africa, guys.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, broom, broom, Sasani.
Broom,
the Free State. The Free State, right?
Yeah.
Sharp, bra. Yeah. So, like, we... and I think they were like, I didn't know Kenya had a comedy scene. They were like, because now when I went there, I was representing a country I didn't know. I'd just gone as myself, but then of course the poster would be there. And your country is there. Yeah. So like, oh, bro. Hey, Kenya, you're funny. Hey, hey, bro. Okay, yeah. I did not know that about you. You just ran all the time, but you're also funny. Yeah.
We are funny runners.
Yeah.
So where is this event going to be and what can we expect?
The event is going to be at the Louis Leakey Auditorium at the museum.
Yeah.
Apple to museum, he'll jam ikishika sana chuka.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just go and laugh.
And
just get in and laugh.
What time?
The show starts, gates open around 6,
yeah,
but the show starts at 7.
You go on stage at 7?
No. There's an opener. His name is Amandeep Jagde.
Yo!
Yeah, so Aman.
Come on!
Yes.
Been there, baby.
Yeah, so Aman, my friend, he's a really good comedian. Yeah. And so he's going to go up, and then I'm going to go next. We won't have too many openers because we are recording. So we are shooting, right?
Good stuff.
So we can't have too many openers before. So want people to come and experience how it feels to be at a recorded live show.
Live recording.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So your background.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's somebody listening who said, so are you an intern in a comedy club? Apo chemi.
Yeah.
Alafu. Sasa akapanda stage. What was?
Alipanda stage na 2,000.
Yeah, bila pesa. Kupanda stage ni free. Unaona? So Tai, tell us the truth. What? Did you ulisoma kitu?
Yeah, nilisoma. I went to school. I did law in school.
Oh Lord.
Wow. Yeah.
How many of you are there?
I always tell guys, law is the major of careers. It only works well as a collab. You know, like I'm a lawyer. That's what I did in school. So even when I was getting into comedy, I was in the workforce. I used to work in policy and governance. Right? So I used to help like draft a few things here and there, or help people work with their counties. After I found out after BYSS that there was a community of stand-up comedians, that's when, because that time Ngong Road was being built.
Yeah.
So the only way I would avoid the traffic was to go to the place where it would be called the Blues in town.
Mm-hmm.
So they used to have shows there. So every Monday we'd meet up as comedians and just share about life and do the jokes. So that's how I got into the scene properly.
Mm.
So for me to stop the policy work and be now properly into comedy was when I got a call from some guys. It sounded white, you know. Then this was like, yeah, this is Nani. So it turns out it was a guy who used to write for Jon Stewart at The Daily Show, right? Yeah. So they wanted to do a similar show here in Kenya, right? So they had been looking for people to do the show. So they called me for an interview of sorts. And so you had to talk about comedy and governance. So it's what I did, basically.
Yeah.
So they were like, yeah, I think you're the guy for the job. So we had a show called TMI with Ty. Yeah, and so it used to be on TV, and so that was when, so they took us up and they trained us on how to write for TV.
Mm.
And how, like, you know, you're having to write 3 laughs a minute. So that kind of, that professional way of doing it, and that's how I ended up being like, yeah, you know what, I want to do this now. I want to do stand-up now.
How to kill a joke.
Yeah. So there's a whole format behind most of these things.
Yes.
It's not, but kuna wale wana agukia.
Yes, of course.
Ni mugu.
Yeah, ni mugu, lakini.
Training ni mugu.
Yeah, lakini ukifika kwa training, like, you know, there are some things which are expected of you.
Yeah.
Now you'll be told, now kuna KPIs. You can't just, now it's, now you're the host, now you have to go with the writers, and now the beats of your tone of voice.
Yes.
And how, like, it's a sharp, sharp, sharp. Like, the first moment I introduced Jun Gashoi, also known as Joke.
Yeah.
It's not that a long story and then there's a joke in the end.
Yeah.
We don't have that conversation span anymore.
You economize with words.
Yes, I have a few minutes. Quickly. And so then it also moves into stand-up. There are some stand-up comedians whose style is very, I tell a long story and then the laugh is at the end.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes. And that's because he's grown a place where people trust him enough for that. When you start out, people don't give you the same grace of stay long and then like the joke up at the end.
Many of those guys do just do dry jokes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so an like escalator, when it breaks down, it just becomes stairs. Those ones.
Yeah, so it's really a stylistic thing of how you find your voice in comedy. Like an artist, whatever art you get into, eventually you find your voice at what you do.
Mm. You think you found yours, or you're still on?
I'm still looking because I've been doing stand up now for 6 years, and that's still very little in stand up terms, right? Because in stand up, you see guys, when I was in South Africa, I met guys who'd been doing stand up for 17 years, guys been doing stand up for 30 years. And so you're like, you after apartheid, you just went into comedy. You didn't have time to dance in Sarafina.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, how? So a big part of it is stand up is a nice thing because you only get better as you get older.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Like, when you're very young, you're not that, you can be a good sketch comedian, you can be a good, like, trick comedian, but it's hard to be a good stand-up comedian when you're very young.
Yeah,
because now your thoughts are also being formed as you grow up. So like
you become perspective,
become a bit wiser. Yeah. So now you know how to be better on stage.
And also you can be bitter when you need to be bitter.
Yes.
And you have permission. Purpose.
Yeah.
You have permission to be in that state.
So are there any tickets left on sale? Yeah.
On sale, Zico. We are, last I checked, we were 90% sold.
Oh, yeah.
So please get them now. Sichukui zibu yo Zico.
This is a good problem.
Sichukui. Biwasias mnonge.
We'll pick the call. We'll pick the call and do exactly that. Ati, hey, Sama, hi. Matua, how have you been? I'm good. Sasa, hizo tiki.
Ah, do it, Zico. Lakini is that 2 months from now?
There'll always be tickets.
So is this one night only?
Yes, it's the reason it's one night only is because we are recording. We are recording.
Where
right?
is the content going to sit then afterwards?
I signed my contract kadhaa, so siwezi sema as of yet.
But nobody listened to this.
I know this one. I know. Shaggy.
Tell them for one. Yeah, but that's
okay. And that few tickets that are remaining, how much are there?
2000 Bob. If you're coming with 2 people.
Oh, two thousand.
Yeah.
Mukuje kaka.
So today's the last day for advance tickets. So after today, it's 2-5.
Okay.
Where we get
tickets from? Getaticket.com.
Getaticket.com.
Yes.
Getaticket.com, guys.
Getaticket.com.
Yeah.
They've just said, let's simplify it.
Yeah,
like Getaticket.com.
Showtime.what? No.
Question. Yeah. Your family.
Yeah.
Do they think you're funny?
When they saw me on TV, they were like, okay, maybe something is happening here, right? But I think I'm just about to call them after I leave. I'm about to call my mom and ask her. They'll attend the show for the first time. They've never seen me on stage.
Wow.
So I just hope
in
so.
In 6 years, what do you think you've been doing?
So, no, it's that time you tell me, but tell them you're a lawyer.
Because my next question is going to be, have they made peace with their school fees they paid?
No, actually, that's part of the jokes I'm going to do. And they won't be ready. They'll be like, they don't know that the first 5 minutes is about them. Yeah. They'll be like,
you're telling your story. And they were a significant part.
So they kind of trusted me after a while. Like, after a while, they were like, okay, just do it on the side. But the day they showed up and they switched on TV and they saw their son there giving jokes, they were like, you know, it was like, you know, that day my mom made her Bible study stay longer. Then I surprised higher.
Oh, look. It's Anthony.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, for us who didn't grow up in Nairobi,
yeah,
like, you can't come to Nairobi to just joke around. We don't have that leg room.
Tell me, it's not Nakuru. Is it Nakuru?
No, I grew up in Nyeri.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Nairobi. Nakuru, I feel like they've invaded Nairobi.
No, Nakuru is the creative
Nakuru
space.
Nakuru is the hub.
They're the Aundio mafia.
Yeah. Full, by the way. In so many disciplines, by the way. So
rugby.
Many disciplines.
My God, you're tired.
Yeah, we're like, where are you from?
So thanks for repping, yes.
Of course. 019. We call ourselves 019.
Ado Ameru. Ado 019. Yeah. Everybody, like, come in and
just, come and have a laugh.
Yeah, and help the mchuzi. In Nairobi, if it's tasty and sweeter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Try one more time, man. Show, it's when? Saturday.
Saturday, 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Louis Leakey Auditorium at the National Museum.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be really funny.
Yes.
Check, like, Kosa Uchekwe.
Kabisa.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you a story.
This
was probably 12 years ago or 13 years. I don't know. Sometime in the 2010s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I went on stage. There was a whole talent thing, and then guys were supposed to win if your group is fantastic.
Yeah.
And then we were putting groups, myself, Karol Adul, Kerry Githinji, a bunch of media guys put together. I mean, Akageni was there, Shafi was there, Shafi was the MC.
Yeah.
So, in fact, that group was the funniest guy. Mato, come here and tell guys a joke.
Yeah.
What? First of all, it was bad. But I stood up and I told guys, you know what? I'll just do a Chris Kirubi. Showed up there and I said, you people are all idiots. They took it seriously.
Come close.
Tamasha Langata. The guys who were there had just come from Benga. I don't know what. They took it. Oh, my Twitter, nini wewe. Talk up, Obwana.
You are off. Guy.
Talker. I went and sat at the corner, quiet. Bobasio has always laughed about that story. She's like, I've never seen you that quiet. And they bought me shorts.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you. And the next day, I think we're going to MC some wedding.
Did it affect you?
Of course.
Yeah.
I was very... ladies and gentlemen, up next, the cake cutter.
Yeah.
Then you move on.
Auntie.
I'm the idiot.
Auntie Jockey, come speak.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you,
you
so much.
Everything ends in that. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Asante.
Shukran. But it was hell raising.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, guys, if you go heckle a comedian,
be ready.
Also expect some pushback.
Yeah.
Because I'm a supporter of comedians heckling hecklers. I go like,
The game is the game.
The game is the game. So,
the game is the game.
Yeah.
I like it.
If you're starting out as well, you know, it's there's nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Just a few guys telling you you're boring.
Yeah.
Then the other thousands and millions telling you you're good.
Yeah.
And let's give people their flowers. Ty, you're funny.
Thank you very much.
Let's not give people their flowers.
Martin, are you lying?
He's funny.
Okay, good.
I've seen him. He's funny.
Thank
I've actually
you.
Been in a corner some weeks, and I'm dying.
Thank
and
you
I'm
very
hoping
much.
That he cannot hear me.
And one guy will say, that's the guy who called us idiots.
At the corner. So I know how you felt when you're walking around Nairobi.
You never want to. It's an emotional score.
Yeah, I didn't go to Langata for
that.
Even Kani.
The whole area.
When you just hear you guy, my guy.
To go to Kani. Why?
Yeah. But I think it's part of the hardening or toughening of your skin.
Yeah.
And what my rule of thumb with things like that, you know, with the years of experience I have on this planet, is simply use it. You know how they say use anything. Like in theater, we were taught use whatever. If it was a bad experience that happened to you that day, use it to channel the emotion.
Yes,
So me, I was crying on stage. Guys are like, oh my God. I was you know what I'm going through. But the character was crying. I said, I didn't save the tears for later. I said, I'm going
then.
To use them. So even those scenarios where I've been told to leave the stage right there.
How?
I'm laughing at you.
Multi-talented.
Guy.
Jamie Foxx for Kenya.
Well. Let me tell you, I don't know if I'm ready. No, but I've also been asked to politely exit a stage.
Kindly.
And then, you know, I was like, how do we use this? I kept telling my people, how do we use this thing right now? Mm. And you kind of have to think on your feet. So we sort of like repurposed the song to match what the audience was saying. So we, like the drum, I said, change the groove, literally start like play for what the audience are asking for. So but it happens. And I think just, you know, as we wish you the absolute best on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
And congratulate you for staying the course, you know, in spite of all the... So find a way to use all these things. It just becomes more content.
Yes,
and more stories.
It does.
All right, guys, buy your tickets now. Get a ticket.
.com.
.com. Buy your tickets now. Let's laugh and let's have some fun.
Capital FM.